Galatians chapter 1. Paul, a sent one, not sent by men, neither through any human means, but by Jesus the anointed one, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me to the gatherings of the called out ones in Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the anointed one, who offered himself up for our sins in order to be rescuing us out of this present degenerate age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom is the glory for all eternity. Amen. I am amazed that you are so quickly exchanging your calling, which is through the grace of the Anointed One, to an altered message, which is not a completely different message, but there are some who are causing trouble for you by corrupting the good news message concerning the Anointed One. But though we or an angel from heaven proclaims to you any message alongside of that which we announce to you, let him be set aside for destruction. As we have said before, so I now repeat, if anyone proclaims to you any message concerning the Anointed One alongside of that which you receive from us, let him be set aside for destruction. For am I now seeking God's favor, or am I striving to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I would not be a servant of the Anointed One. For I want you to know, brethren, concerning the good news which was proclaimed by me, that it is not of human origin. For neither did I receive it from any man, nor was I taught it by men, but it came to me directly through revelation from Jesus, the Anointed One. For you have heard of my conduct in the past, while I was still in Judaism, how excessively I persecuted the gathering of God's called out ones and devastated it, and I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my countrymen, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who set me apart even from my mother's womb, he then called me through his grace, for the purpose of revealing his Son in me, so that I might proclaim him among the nations. From the beginning I didn't consult with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were sent ones before me, but I went away into Arabia, and later returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and stayed with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other sent ones except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning these things which I am writing to you, look, before God, I am not lying. Next I came to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. My face was still unknown to the gatherings of the called out ones of Judea, which are in the Anointed One. But they only heard it said that he who once persecuted us now proclaims the faith which he tried to destroy, and they glorified God because of me. This is the end of Galatians chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.